JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 28, Jewish Poetry.
Jewish poetry was always liturgical, meaning that the poems were meant to be included in the prayer service, but it also was secular poetry. Jews wrote love poetry. Jews wrote about nature. Jews wrote about war, about the human condition. And we have some great Jewish poets, Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, Rabbi Abraham Ibn Ezra, and the great poet laureate of the Jewish people, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. So we have volumes of their poems, and their poems were magnificent. And sometimes their poems were really, so to speak, tricks. For instance, there is one poem that the Jews have, 1,000 words, each word beginning with the letter Aleph, which is the first word in the Hebrew alphabet, and the poem makes sense. After a while, when you study it, you forget that every word begins with an Aleph. But these things were part of Jewish culture. Meter, rhyme, an exalted thing. And that developed mainly in Spain. The Ashkenazic Jews who lived in France and Germany were not into it as much, and their poetry certainly doesn't compare in terms of beauty and in breadth and in subject to that of the Sephardic Jews who lived in Spain. But that's how poetry, which amongst the Arab world then was necessary and accepted and part of the culture, entered Jewish life as well. Thanks for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.